Strengthening the Brotherhood, Ecumenical Ties Between the Roman Catholic and the Eastern Orthodox Churches. That's the main objective of Pope Benedict's pastoral journey to Turkey this week. The Holy Father arrived Tuesday in the capital Ankara at the start of a four-day pilgrimage that will take him to Istanbul, to Izmir, and to Ephesus to participate in Orthodox celebrations for the Feast of St. Andrew, November 30th. And to meet with the Catholic communities there. The visit, at the invitation of Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew, had been scheduled to take place last year at this time, but was delayed. But just how has the media been reporting the Pope's journey from within Turkey, and how was the Pope received on his arrival there? Philippa Hitchin is traveling with the Pope as she filed this report.
With Turkish and Vatican flags flying, the papal plane touched down punctually at Ankara Airport early on Tuesday afternoon, with a strong military presence in evidence, but none of the enthusiastic crowds that have greeted the Pope on his four previous journeys abroad, to Spain, Poland, and twice to his native Germany. As he stepped down from the plane, Pope Benedict was greeted by Prime Minister Erdogan, who at the last minute had decided to alter his schedule in order to be present on this occasion. You remember the government had previously said he would be attending a NATO meeting in Latvia and wouldn't be able to meet the Pope. The two men went together into a special airport lounge with a huge portrait of Turkey's founder Atatürk on the wall, and there they talked together through interpreters for about 10 minutes. The Pope then went by car to Atatürk's mausoleum, a vast white building with columns in the form of a Greek temple. Completed in 1953, more than a decade after Atatürk's death, it has a wide avenue and marble steps leading up to the entrance, and a huge marble monument inside where the Pope laid a wreath of red and white flowers to honour this man, known as the father of the Turkish nation. Like other world leaders who visit the mausoleum, Pope Benedict also signed the so-called Golden Book of Tributes, writing in English, "In this land, a meeting point of different religions and cultures and a bridge between Asia and Europe, I gladly make my own the words of the founder of the Turkish Republic, peace at home, peace in the world." Despite all the difficulties in the days leading up to this visit, I think it's significant that the Turkish press is presenting a very positive spin on the Pope's arrival, with all of them on Tuesday featuring Prime Minister Erdogan's decision to meet the Pope at the airport. Most of them also have photos of the previous popes, John Paul II and Paul VI, noting that this is the third time a Roman pontiff has come to Turkey. One of the national dailies has an interesting story saying the Turkish president, Ahmet Sezer, will give the Pope a copy of a decree signed by the famous Mehmet II when he conquered Constantinople in 1453, declaring he would protect all the Christian communities under the Ottoman Empire. Some papers are focused on the security aspects of the visit, showing the heavy police presence at the Blue Mosque and Hagia Sophia here in Istanbul, adding that the Pope has declined the request to wear a bulletproof jacket for the journey. Others are very positive. The Daily Sabah has a picture of Pope Benedict with open arms on the front page and a huge heading in Italian and Turkish saying, "Benvenuto, welcome." There's also a cartoon showing the Pope coming down from the plane, ignoring the government delegation, and going straight over to embrace the Orthodox Patriarch Bartholomew I, underlining that this is, above all, a religious pilgrimage aimed at reuniting Catholics and Orthodox. The same paper also has photos of the relics of St. John Chrysostomo and St. Gregory that were given back to the Patriarch during a ceremony in the Vatican in November 2004, one of the last major ecumenical events that the previous Pope John Paul II was able to preside at. The daily popular Posta, meanwhile, is a bit more frivolous, with an introduction to the visit and details of the Turkish delicacies the Pope will sample during his trip. There's also a long interview with the Turkish journalist who interviewed the former Cardinal, Joseph Ratzinger, on whether or not Turkey should be part of the European Union. The journalist, Hakan Çelik, says the Pope holds the Turkish nation in the highest esteem and was wrongly interpreted as saying it did not share the necessary cultural values to be part of the European Union. In Turkey, with Pope Benedict, I'm Philippa Hitchin.
Mustafa Zeynep Aydin, an Istanbul student studying at the Pontifical Gregorian University here in Rome, says all eyes will be on Pope Benedict's written message at the Ataturk Mausoleum in Ankara, just as the messages left by his predecessors were.
John Paul II's message has been also considered as an interesting message. He was referring to the, you know, politics should be a part of the spiritual inspiration. And therefore, now, after all these things, Regensburg, European Union issue, and also, for me, why is it very important? Yes, he's the head of Catholic Church as Bishop of Rome, and the head of the Holy See. But on the other hand, very important thing is Pope Benedict XVI is coming from Germany. Germany is the second country in the world where you can find so many Turkish people there. I'm sure that also Turkish people living in Germany are looking forward to hearing his messages in Turkey, just because, you know, it's, I think, a very historical